Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast where you'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope these stories inspire and energize you to take your business to the next level.
Hi, John Hudson, Casey Cunningham. How are you?
Man, Casey, I'm doing great. It's great. It's great to see you again.
It's great to see you. My gosh, I want to say how many years has it been?
But well, I mean, it feels like it's been forever. It's not like we've had an MBA conference to go to recently.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Oh, I'm trying to remember what it's like to hug people, right? Like, and to just walk up to people and go, oh my God, it's so good to see you. Now I'm doing these virtual hugs.
Virtual fist bumps. That's right.
Yeah, right. Okay. Oh my God. So, okay. So I'm guessing you're probably in the same place I am, right? We sent everybody home. You're at the office though. I'm working from home still, but I'm going in once or twice a week because I want to, but I'm really enjoying this new lifestyle. What about you? Are you letting everybody work from home?
Mixed for sure. Yeah. Most of our teammates are all working from home. We've given that choice to everybody. We want everybody to feel safe and secure. Me personally, you know, I've got three dogs and a doggy door, and every squirrel in the neighborhood lives in my backyard. So I like coming to my office where I've got all my monitors set up and it's right. Quiet because I'm the only one here. And so I kind of run this as my little command center, if you will.
All right. So tell me what you think 2021 is going to hold for you.
You know, it's, well, first of all, I mean, I think, you know, I can say this for sure. You know, we've been absolutely blessed as a company, as an industry, we've been blessed and very fortunate, you know, for what the real estate and mortgage finance industry has been able to do in this last year. You know, it's funny for us as an organization, we've been on quite a wild journey. If you recall, you know, June 1 of 2015, we had one office with 8 employees, right? And here we are today, you know, 300 plus employees. I think we're now operating in almost 11 states, or at least will be very soon. And we've got a robust retail and wholesale and now non-delegated correspondent channels. So we've just continued to grow onward and upward and onward and upward. And of course, 2020 was a, you know, historic year in terms of volume and margins for everybody in the industry. But, you know, my thing is, okay, now how do we prepare? And I hate to be the guy that's always like, the guy from Game of Thrones saying that winter is coming. But, you know, I've been in the mortgage business for 22 years. And one thing for sure about mortgage is we never really have a soft landing.
No.
And, you know, hopefully, you know, people's memories will remember that just 10 months ago, you know, the whole industry was scratching their head, going, man, these margin calls might put us out of business. And that was everybody in the industry.
Everybody. Margin calls.
Right. I mean, some people had $1 billion margin calls.
Yeah.
And then you had the winter of 2018 where 80% of mortgage companies lost money because of tight margins. So what do we have in store for 2021? It's tough to say. You know, I my crystal ball, if you will, says that 2021 is still going to be a great year. You know, even with the oncoming of the new administration, not to get into to go down the politics rabbit hole, but you know, the Biden administration has already come out and they want to help promote home ownership. And there's discussion about tax credits for first-time buyers. And those programs, I think, are going to continue to help bring people into the purchase market. So that's a positive. On the downside, unless rates go to 1%, then, you know, those refis are going to slow down. Only so many people can refi into 2.5. But then again, you know, this past year has been a year of a lot of things I never thought I would see. So we might see rates at 1%. You'd never know. And so I think, you know, now's the time while you have the ability is to go and prepare, for any, upcoming storms. And then along those lines too, where we're at as a mortgage company is continuing to expand our retail, wholesale, correspondent presence, and then into multiple states.
Is there something that you're doing, John, to prepare for the storm that, you know, everybody's preparing in a sense, but you don't want to go backwards, right? You had a banner year.
Banner,
and the challenge is, what are you doing right now to maintain the banner year, assuming things do shift?
Right. You know, it's kind of funny, but I would say, you know, first and foremost, listening to what our producers are telling us, listening to what our operations people are telling us. We're trying to identify all the areas that we can create more efficiencies to ultimately, you know, lower that cost to produce a mortgage loan.
Sure.
Because of course, when margins get tighter, you know, that's what you want, what you got to be able to focus on is how can I do it? To where I'm in a position to where I can continue to hire and expand and grow, rather than worry about having to quote unquote right size, which nobody wants to do.
Is there anything you've done to get more efficient? Like some specific decisions you've already made?
Yeah. You know, from a technology side, we've definitely ramped up and invested a lot in our technology and our tech stack. You know, everything from reanalyzing how we utilize our loan origination system to our tech vendors, whether on the point of sale, on the wholesale side, or even doc providers, credit report providers, every vendor that we possibly have, you know, we're going back through and we're analyzing and finding where we can tweak things. But, you know, on that listening side, you know, it kind of goes back to, it's like, okay, you know, we're asking our teammates, what would they like to see? What would make their job easier? What would make them be able to be more efficient? And I, you know, by doing that, you know, I don't always like to get my hands into the mud and dig around and make loans work. But I do so on occasion, and that's good because now I can see, okay, why are my teammates having to do this? I mean, is there a better way? Is there an easier way? Do we not have this button turned on in this system here that would speed this up? So again, I think listening is a big part of how do you prepare.
Great insight for anybody listening in, because when the market shifts, you certainly want your people to feel heard.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that kind of goes back into having a strong culture. You know, we've been really blessed too with not having, you know, we've added a bunch of people in the last year, and we really never didn't see the turnover. You know, knock on wood, you know, but it's funny. We actually hear from recruiters that call to actually do work for us, because they tell us they have a very hard time recruiting our people away. So, you know, that's kind of, so I know we're doing something right.
It's a great compliment. Yeah.
It really is. It really is. But I think that's how we do it, is listen to our employees, make sure that everybody feels that their voice is heard, and, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. So you got to listen.
You know what? What a great insight to share with the industry at large. Because I think when I think just for me as well, right? I own a company, and
yeah.
How well do I listen? Do I need to really reach out and ask for suggestions and insight, what we can do to make their jobs better? You know, we think we do, but to be very intentional about it. So I so appreciate that insight, and I'm going to share that obviously this video with the industry. And
yeah, you know, and especially right now too, where, you know, pre-COVID. These were full houses. These offices were booming. There was activity everywhere. You know, people high-fiving down the hallways. Well, now we're also spread out. And so again, you've got to get creative and different with how do you reach out? And there's even, you know, the owners of our organization, you know, still just randomly pick up the phone and call people just to kind of see how they're doing while they're working at home and closing loans. I mean, it's you got to constantly be reaching out to your team in order to, I guess, protect the herd.
Yeah, you know, great insight, because I actually believe that culture is built by intentionality. It's not built by accident. Right. Good cultures are not. Some of the bad ones certainly are, because there's not intentions behind the leaders to build something really significant. And so kudos to you. Let me congratulate you for all your growth. I mean, seriously, some amazing numbers that you shared with me earlier. And
yeah.
Looking forward to continuing to watch you. So I'm hopefully bring you back and let you share some more insight about how you're building your amazing culture.
Absolutely. And hopefully we'll be in Georgia here before we know it too.
There you go. You know where I am.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
Listen, sure do.
Have an incredibly blessed day, and thanks for your time.
Hey, Casey, anytime. And, you know, for those of y'all listening, you know, here's my shameless plug for Casey and Zenix. We've had a lot of people come through the ground school and flight school this year, because again, just everybody else in the industry, we're all short staffed. So bring people in that have very little experience. And Casey, I got to just hand it to you and Rob and the rest of your team. The feedback that we've gotten from the folks that have taken the ground school, flight school. In fact, I have a graduate taking his final exam this week. Just nothing but compliments, and these guys really do know the mortgage industry enough for us to push them out the door now. So very, very exciting and great stuff you have.
Thank you so much, John. I didn't expect that, but I appreciate it. And we're here to serve you guys. And if you need anything, you know, you can always reach out.
All right, Casey, take care.
Take care, my dear. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check back for new episodes of Inside the Mortgage Mind, a podcast by Zenix, the Mortgage Academy. You can download our episodes wherever you love to listen to podcasts or on our website at zenix.com/inside the mortgage mind.